The Bub. Hi, my name's Suhani and I'm your host. I'm here with two very special guests, Kayla and Sarah.
Hi.
Hey.
Today on The Bump, we're going to discuss parental leave, specifically maternity and paternity leave in the United States and compare them to other countries.
Should we start with the definitions of each?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so maternity leave is a period of absence from work granted to a mother before and after the birth of her child, usually lasting up to 12 weeks.
And then paternity leave is a period of absence from work given to a father before and after the birth of his child, which usually lasts around 1 to 2 weeks.
All right, now that we've laid the foundation, let's get into the nitty-gritty.
This podcast is sponsored by Pampers. Peaceful nights, playful days. Inspired by babies, created by Pampers.
So can you guys tell us about whether you believe that not having both parents around during the first few months of the child's birth will affect the child's development?
Well, first, if there's a problem with the relationship with the main caregiver, such as the mother being depressed because of postpartum depression, a secure attachment relationship with another caring person, such as the dad, can help to balance this and give the baby a more positive relationship model.
Yeah, I've heard about that too, but I've also learned that if babies have too many different caregivers and different relationship patterns to adjust to, it can be kind of difficult for them to be able to develop secure relationships. Like, if they're always with their parents, but then a nanny or a babysitter or other family members, the baby might get confused.
Also, just as a side note, I've read that it's been proven that women who have sufficient paid maternity leave are much more likely to be able to breastfeed, and actually, breastfeeding lowers the risk of all sorts of infectious diseases, and it increases and improves the cognitive outcomes for the baby. This doesn't really relate to the paternity part, but I thought it was really important to mention.
What exactly are the benefits of maternity and paternity leave in the United States? Because I know that they vary from country to country.
When you have a baby, you can take up to 12 weeks off during a 12-month period and retain your right to return to the same position, including equivalent pay and the other benefits that come along with it, if you're eligible to be covered by the FMLA, which is the Family and Medical Leave Act.
So, wait, what exactly makes you eligible for family leave in the United States?
All employees are eligible, it can be male or female, for the Family Medical Leave Act. They have worked for the employers for at least 12 months, including at least 1,250 hours during the previous 12 months. They can also opt out of this and instead choose to use their paid vacation or sick days if they have more of them.
I talked to my parents a while back, and I know that when they had me, my mom was able to get a little less than 12 weeks unpaid leave, but my dad was only able to get a couple of days off.
I actually interviewed my dad, and so I asked him what the difference was between having me in 2001 and then having my stepbrother around 2018. Hi, Dad. Today, I will be interviewing you for our podcast, The Bump. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Richard, and I am Kayla's father, proud parent.
Okay, great. So, you recently had a baby. Do you want to explain to our listeners how long your paternity leave was and if you had any benefits?
I would say for your brother, I took about 3 months of paternity, which was something that I didn't have when you were born. So I took a lot of advantage of this situation.
Was it paid or...?
They paid a small portion of my current salary.
So when you had me, was mom mainly taking care of me or family members?
I would say your mom took care of you during the day when I worked, and then I took care of you at night for the first 6 months. And then after 6 months, your mom went to work and you went to daycare.
Did you notice an improvement for either of us, depending, or the amount of time spent with us? Did you think there was an improvement on our cognitive development or our relationship, since some people think that you just need the mom to take care of the baby, for the baby to grow?
I totally disagree with that notion of having the mom take care of the baby. I actually felt the time that I got to take care of my children was the best time that I had. And I would say from a cognitive development side, definitely when a parent can spend as much time as they can with the baby, that's beneficial. And I think, you know, other countries like Europe, they allow their parents to take, you know, 6 to 9 months of paternity and maternity leave. And I think that's a huge advantage.
Okay. Thank you, Father, for letting me interview you today.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you, Kayla.
So, do you guys want to know something really crazy?
What?
Sweden gets 16 months of paid leave to share between the two parents. That's 16 months. Not weeks, but months.
16 months? That's a crazy amount of time.
Guess I'm moving to Sweden for the future. Wink, wink. Okay, but there's also Suriname and Papua New Guinea. They have no paid leave at all. And then in France, they have to work a designated amount of time in exchange for paid leave. A baby is already expensive, so how are you supposed to take care of it? They're basically making you choose over having a baby or continue making money. That's such a tough decision to make.
Personally, I feel like it should be required by law that employers give their employees paid maternity leave.
Yeah, and I think that paternity leave should also be just as important because it's important for the child's development to have both parents around.
All right, guys, that's all we have for today. Thank you to our guests, Kayla and Sarah. Tune in next time on The Bump.